The following is a podcast of Monroe County Executive Cheryl Dinulfo's State of the County Address, heard on WXXI on May 10th and brought to you with the help of Spectrum News.
Well, good evening and welcome to the new MCC downtown campus. I hope you had an opportunity to see the spectacular new campus setting where students will be here in just 3 months. This evening, as you entered this beautiful repurposed facility, you were greeted by current MCC students who will soon fill classrooms, laboratories, and lecture halls, built upon the foundation of George Eastman, innovator, entrepreneur, and supporter of education. What a great fit for our new MCC campus. Thank you to each of you and the people of Monroe County for joining me for my first State of the County address. Sister Francella, thank you for motivating a young girl with long hair and ponytails to always make an impact. I appreciate your willingness to offer such a beautiful invocation. And to our students of Monroe BOCES II, thank you for being here tonight and leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. You'll hear more about these incredibly talented and ambitious young men and women shortly. Let's give them a warm welcome. At this time, I would ask that we pause to remember all the men and women who made the commitment to place service to others above self. From the first responders protecting our community from dangers right here at home, to members of our armed forces around the globe. We especially remember those who have lost their lives in this pursuit. Please join me in a moment of silence for our first responders and the servicemen and women of our armed forces. Thank you. I'm so delighted that the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 20 are with us tonight and graciously serve as our color guard this evening. We want you to know that a grateful Monroe County thanks you for your service. Harmonica Pete Dupree, what an incredible, stirring rendition of our national anthem. I first heard Pete play at Honor Flight, and after learning more about his World War II service, I knew that he should be here tonight. Mr. Dupree, on behalf of the residents of Monroe County, thank you for your military service and your service to your fellow Honor Flight veterans who love to hear your harmonica resonate with patriotic flair. I'm sure that Chapter 20 and Mr. Dupree aren't the only veterans in the room tonight. If you are a veteran of our armed services, please stand so that we may pay tribute to you. Thank you for your service. And I have to say a special thank you to the Deputy County Executive, Tom Van Strydunk, who served in the Vietnam War as well. Thank you, Tom. Dr. Kress, thank you for your kind introduction and friendship. Your leadership here at Monroe Community College has continued the great work begun by those who have come before us. Soon the halls of our new downtown MCC campus will be alive and vibrant as students prepare to make their mark on the world. Thank you, Anne, for your leadership, not only here at MCC, but also on the Finger Lakes Regional Economic Development Council. I really appreciate it. Thank you to all my partners in government for being here tonight. Please join me in thanking Sheriff Patrick O'Flynn, District Attorney Sandra Dorley, Mayor Lovely Warren, and County Clerk Adam Bellow. I appreciate your service to our community. Legislature President Anthony Danielli, Majority Leader Brian Marinetti, Minority Leader Cindy Kelly, and members of the County Legislature, thank you for your partnership in governing. Please join me in recognizing all of our federal, state, town supervisors, village, and school elected officials, and members of the judiciary who are here tonight for their cooperative efforts to serve our common constituents. I would like to recognize Bill Rylick for his continued support of good government. At this time, please join me in paying our respect to to two local icons who recently passed, former County Executive Tom Fry and our first female legislature president, Joanne Van Zandt. I'd also like to pay respect on the passing of our former Deputy Mayor, Len Reedon. Their legacy of service deserves our respect. And to my children, Patrick and his wife, Callie, Russell and Jennifer, and my grandchildren, Finley, Edith, and Plum. And to my dad, all who could not be with us tonight, but are watching online, thank you for your love and your support. I miss you, and I can't wait to see you all soon when you'll all be at our house together. To my sister, Joette, thank you for being here this evening. And of course, to my best friend, my husband of 33 years, Vince, your endless support and unwavering love day in and day out is inspirational. You are a wonderful role model for our children and our grandchildren, and I love you with my whole heart. The state of our county is about people. It's about the many distinguished men and women who are here this evening. It's about our county employees who are the backbone of county government. Their outstanding work day in and day out in service to their fellow citizens makes our community an exceptional place to live. And most important, it's about the residents of Monroe County. It's about our families, the hardworking men and women building on our forefathers' accomplishments and providing the promise of a bright future for our children and our grandchildren. This very building is a symbol of our vision for Monroe County. Within these walls, our community will be molded. Our future business leaders, our attorneys, nurses, tradesmen and women, our scientists and civic leaders will sharpen their craft and enter the workforce prepared and ready for any challenge and opportunity. Their young lives are full of promise and potential. And here at MCC and the many universities, colleges, and trades throughout our region, our young people prepare to realize the momentum we are building today. As county executive, my priorities are guided by three principles: growing our economy, creating jobs, and improving lives. I have put these principles into action in everything I do. In many ways, these principles are also embodied by the students attending classes here. Higher education empowers individuals to seek new heights, find greater job opportunities, and improve their lives and the lives of their friends and family. This is a dream we all share. Monroe County stands ready to lend a helping hand, paving the way for those who rise ever upward. That is my goal, to do everything in my power to help grow a stronger economy, create jobs, and build a brighter future. And when necessary, to move government out of the way and free the hard-working men and women of this community to do what they do best, thrive. Long before taking office, I had a vision for Monroe County, and it was pretty simple. Monroe County deserves a government that provides first-rate service and honors its sacred obligation to its residents. The people of this community expected me to deliver on important promises that I laid out in detail, promises that most likely you've heard about. But first and foremost, my promises to keep property taxes flat. I believe that government should operate under the same budgetary principles as a business or a family. Spend within your means and spend efficiently. I operate under the principle that your tax dollars are not my money to spend. It's yours. It belongs to you, the taxpayers, and the people of the County of Monroe. Well, despite continued pressures placed on county finances by unfunded mandates, I fulfilled my promise in my first budget by holding the tax rate flat, and I will continue to do so in each and every one of my budgets, and you can count on it. Second, my promise to dissolve local development corporations, or LDCs. is rooted in my belief that essential government services should be provided by government with transparency. Well, we delivered on that promise too. In my first week in office, we started to dissolve the LDCs and restore their operations to Monroe County. I was told over and over, it can't be done. It will take years. Well, was it easy to do? Not by a long shot, but we did it in less than 1 year. That was my promise, and I kept it. Third, I promised to create an Office of Public Integrity. I sought public input on my proposal, incorporated suggestions, and it passed with overwhelming bipartisan support in the county legislature. The office promotes the integrity, efficiency, and accountability of the County of Monroe and its operations, as well as the contracts of outside vendors doing business with the County of Monroe. That was my promise, and I kept it. Upon establishment of this office, I appointed David Moore as Director of the Office of Public Integrity. With a lifetime of experience in law enforcement, as well as the professional and personal qualities essential to do the job, Chief Moore is the perfect individual to lead this important office. Since assuming his duties as director, Chief Moore obtained certification as an Inspector General and is leading the office with full autonomy. Chief Moore, please stand so that we may recognize you. I'm proud of the work we did fulfilling these promises, and for anyone keeping score at home, there are actually two more promises I made. Well, tonight, I'm pleased to announce that all Monroe County contracts are now available online for public review. Just go to contracts.monroecounty.gov/search, and you'll be able to see how your tax dollars are being spent. That was my promise, and I kept it. Well, there's one more promise that I made, which is part of a greater driver of our community's future, and you'll hear more about that later. My pledge to the residents of this county to keep taxes flat, eliminate LDCs, and establish the foundations for a more transparent, accountable, and ethical county government have been delivered. Promises made are now promises kept. And our work goes on. We must ensure that these promises continue as guiding principles throughout the months and years to come. Keeping these promises is not the end of my vision for our county, but actually the beginning. In my time as county executive, we have already seized upon many opportunities, and the results are exciting. Let's talk about some of them. While in public service, we rarely have the opportunity to radically change the way we see ourselves and the way visitors view us. It is in these moments that we either seize the opportunity or let it slip through our fingers. Well, one such opportunity is the renovation of our county airport. If we want to have a first-class economy and a first-class community, we need a first-class door. And the front door to our community is our county airport, not only to Monroe County, but to the Finger Lakes region as well. What does the airport say about us? What first impression are we making on visitors and businesses? We want them to know what we already know, that Monroe County is a great place to live, so they will join us, stay here, locate here, and bring their jobs here. That's why when the state announced an airport revitalization funding competition, I knew we needed to compete, but not just compete, we needed to win, and win we did. With our winning proposal, funding that could have gone to another community came to Monroe County. This success means construction jobs, transforming our airport into an economic driver. With our winning proposal, we are making $54 million in renovations and improvements, including a new state-of-the-art canopy, which protects passengers from the elements and is equipped with new cameras and sensors for improved airport security. With our winning proposal, travelers arriving at our community's front door will be greeted with new dining options, improved shopping, greater accessibility, enhanced technology, quicker security screening, and a new children's play area. A new smartphone lot for tracking arrivals and opportunities to taste some of the great flavors of the Finger Lakes region. Wow, what a project. Business leaders and families and travelers expect that a first-rate community founded on innovation and hard work will have a first-rate airport, and that is exactly what we're going to have. It's not some distant hope, a 10-year plan, or a far-off dream. It's already begun, and in less than 18 months, we will have the airport we need and deserve to help drive our economy. Well, this project will deliver not only a first-class airport, but will have a positive economic impact, creating hundreds of local construction jobs. This is in addition to the nearly 10,000 jobs directly and indirectly supported by our airport, and the $800 million annual impact that this airport has on our economy and our community. The revitalization of the airport into the 21st century will significantly increase its economic footprint. What a win. Please join me in thanking our airport team. Director Mike Giardino, Deputy Director Andy Moore, and their staff, our engineers, Passero Associates, CHA, and our construction manager, LaChase Construction, and CEI Design Group for their hard work to make this project a reality. Please stand so that we may recognize you. Let me also take this opportunity to thank Governor Andrew Cuomo and the members of the New York State Legislature and so many in our community who supported this project. This is a great project for our community, and we can't wait to get it done. Since day one, I have been a steadfast supporter of expanding ride-sharing services to our community. Tonight, we're just a few weeks away from being able to use our smartphones to do what has become commonplace in the rest of the country, book an Uber or a Lyft. What does ride-sharing provide? In a word, jobs. Safe, quick, convenient, and cost-effective transportation. It is an important need crossing the spectrum of residents in Monroe County. With ride-sharing technology, we'll see more money come into our local economy, spurring development, investment, and job creation. Turning my support into action, I collected the signatures of over 1,000 residents who wanted to see ride-sharing in Monroe County. If we want millennials to stay in Monroe County and businesses to locate here, we need ride-sharing. I'm proud to say that we got the job done, and I can't wait to take an Uber or Lyft in July. I would like to thank again the members of our state delegation for their role in bringing this economic power of ride sharing to our community. Tourism generates $1 billion of economic impact in Monroe County each year, and that means jobs. Known for our wide variety of family-friendly activities and attractions, our community hosts nearly 2 million visitors each year. We are home to world-class events, including the Lilac Festival at Highland Park, which starts this Friday, and the International Jazz Festival, centered around the home of the renowned Eastman School of Music. The streets and parks of Monroe County are alive, so let's capitalize on our vitality and take it to a new level. One of the attractions in Monroe County for both visitors and residents alike is our Seneca Park Zoo. Work will begin next month on the first phase of this much-anticipated master plan, which includes an African savanna featuring giraffes, zebras, rhinos, as well as a giraffe feeding station. Well, visitors are going to be able to purchase romaine lettuce and feed the giraffes and get slobbered on. That takes up close and personal to a whole new meaning. There's also a Cold Asia exhibit featuring the zoo's two snow leopards, as well as animals that will be brand new to our zoo, red pandas, and a passenger tram with an on-off station at both ends of the zoo. From the front entrance to the new African savanna, the tram is available to kids of all ages. Well, three local companies have recently been awarded the prime construction contracts for this very exciting project. They are Crane Hogan, Crosby Brownie, and Schuler Haas. Additionally, two local firms have been on board throughout the design phase of the project and will continue to play important roles during the construction phase. They are Clark Patterson Lee and LaChase Construction. All local companies providing local jobs to local residents. You can feel the excitement growing throughout our community as this transformative project comes closer to becoming a reality. Our $13.5 million investment in the Seneca Park Zoo and the local economy during the first phase alone will create more than 200 jobs for area workers during the 13-month construction period. Over the long term, investing in a world-class zoo will pay dividends for years to come, contributing to our community's overall quality of life, attracting both jobs and job seekers to Monroe County. Please join me in thanking our county parks team who worked so hard to take this project from concept to reality, especially our parks director, Larry Staub, our zoo director, Larry Sorrell, as well as Zoo Society and their executive director, Pamela Reed Sanchez. Please join me in welcoming them. Please stand to be acknowledged. Their combined efforts will greatly enhance the overall visitor experience, which is expected at a world-class zoo. Recently, we have been named one of the top 10 best golf cities in the country by golf.com. Rochester's golf history is as long as it is illustrious. We are the birthplace of one of the game's greatest champions, Walter Hagen. Our community has hosted decades of LPGA events, and most recently, the LPGA Championship in 2014. Just down the road from Hagen's birthplace, Monroe County is home to Oak Hill, the only golf course in America that has hosted all six of the men's major championships. Recently, I attended a big announcement that the senior PGA is returning to Oak Hill in 2019. And of course, the PGA Championship will be played there in 2023. Well, the last time the PGA came here, the economic impact was $102 million for an event that lasted only 1 week. That was $102 million in hotel bookings, restaurants, and shopping for our local businesses, and that means jobs. Tonight, I'm pleased to welcome both the 2019 PGA Senior Championship Chair, Kevin Horry, and the 2023 PGA Champion Chair, Ron Pluta. Please stand, gentlemen, so we may recognize you. Golf in Monroe County is accessible and affordable to all players at our county-owned and operated golf courses at Genesee Valley, Churchville, and Durand Eastman Parks. We have continued to make noticeable improvements at these three courses to the conditions, staffing, equipment, and overall experience. In fact, 2016 was the second straight season that saw an increase in rounds played. Between the three courses, golfers played almost 100,000 rounds of golf, and that's a 34% increase in the rounds played since the county took back the courses in 2015. But those numbers only tell part of the story. If you look beyond the stats, we've received very positive feedback from so many players about the condition of the courses. They've been great. For us, this is an important quality of life endeavor, and I'm glad that excellence is once again par for the course. While tourism and its benefits serve as one key to building our economy, we must remember that at the end of the day, it's all about jobs. Jobs, jobs, jobs. So what exactly does that mean? Having a job means having the opportunity to improve your life, to provide for your family, and provide a brighter future. As county executive, I engage with hundreds of business owners all across our county and region. I'm a hands-on, boots-on-the-ground person. I want to meet face-to-face with many businesses and the people who make Monroe County work. You see, this is how we know what businesses need to succeed and to employ our local residents. We have so many incredible businesses making their mark, not only in Monroe County, but around the world. Businesses like Visual DX, led by CEO Art Papier, an industry trailblazer in medical diagnostic technology, which employs many graduates from MCC, U of R, and RIT. Businesses like JML Optical, led by CEO Bob Bixler, a high-tech optics and photonics company operating in Monroe County for over 40 years. These success stories show that Monroe County has dynamic businesses thriving and growing here at home. However, when I meet with business owners, I often ask, what is your biggest challenge to doing business here in Monroe County? Well, the answer might surprise you. More often than not, business owners note the difficulty in hiring skilled, qualified workers. There are jobs available, but our workforce sometimes doesn't have the skills or training necessary to fill those jobs. One of my top priorities is to connect Monroe County residents with quality, good-paying jobs. But to do that, we needed to change the way we do business and to think differently. So what did we do? Well, late last year, I was joined by Monroe BOCES 2 District Superintendent Joanne Antonacci to unveil new state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, which was purchased by Monroe County Industrial Development Corporation and was provided to BOCES 2 in Spencerport, Edison Tech in the city of Rochester, and BOCES 1 in Fairport. The state-of-the-art precision manufacturing equipment will help train students to join local workforce with the skills required to do the job. Right now, more than 1,500 students are enrolled in career and technical education programs and will be taking advantage of this new equipment. I have visited these highly motivated and industrious young adults and was so impressed. These students don't simply want to learn how to use the equipment, they want to own their own manufacturing companies. And tonight, the Pledge of Allegiance was led by the students enrolled in BOCES 2 Precision Manufacturing Program. I'd ask that they please stand so that we can thank them and wish them much success in the future. What else have we done? Let's talk about our partnership with Maximus, a telecom service center now located in Gates. In 2016, when I heard that Maximus was locating here and needed an abundance of employees, we contacted the principals of this national company and asked, how could Monroe County help? As a result of our direct outreach, we began a new partnership with Maximus, connecting local residents with good-paying jobs. Since that first contact, 47 people have been hired as a direct result, with plans for more. What makes this partnership with Maximus special is the fact that the county was able to connect individuals who were on public assistance with the opportunity to build towards self-sufficiency in a good-paying job without more taxpayer support. Maximus representatives Ferdinand Morales, Sharon Engel, Angela Sablowski are here tonight, and I would like to thank them for their investment in our community and in our workforce. We would ask that you please stand so we may recognize you. Building upon the dignity of employment, we want to ensure that the newly employed remain successful and continue to build self-sufficient lives for themselves, their families, and that's a cause to celebrate. Here in Monroe County, we're taking one step further because we know that the first 90 days of a new job are vital to remaining employed. That's why we created Paths to Empowerment, the first of its kind program, which reallocates existing funding, will provide nearly 2,700 households with job coaching, financial literacy, drop-in childcare, and other services. Here in Monroe County, we're open for business and we're excited to get people back to work. I want to thank Human Services Commissioner Corinda Crossdale and her team for making this opportunity a reality. Please join me in thanking Corinda. Corinda. By now it's evident that Monroe County is all about jobs, jobs for local residents. My economic development team has been hard at work to bring exciting new companies with plenty of jobs to our area. And 2017 is turning out to be a stellar year for job creation and business investment in our community. Last year, from January to April, the County of Monroe Industrial Development Agency generated $164 million in private investment. During the same time period in 2017, we have already generated private investment worth $205 million. That's a 25% increase over last year. Even more exciting, our current projections expect the creation of nearly 150 more jobs than last year. I want to recognize our Chief Economic Development Director, Jeff Adair, and his entire team for their outstanding work to help make sure that Monroe County residents continue to prosper and that Monroe County is a great place to locate a business and to grow jobs. Jeff, will you please stand to be recognized? When businesses think about growing, we want them to be inspired by our vision of a thriving economy. And we want businesses to look to Monroe County as a partner in their growth. That's why I'm excited to announce a relaunch of the county's Industrial Development Agency, which will now be known as Imagine Monroe, inviting businesses to imagine the limitless possibilities and endless potential here in Monroe County. Visit our website and follow the amazing progress we have made at imaginemonroe.org. Tonight, I'm excited to tell you about one of Imagine Monroe's new programs. We know that education and training are keys to obtaining a good-paying job. When people have the required skills, employers will hire them. It's really that simple. Through a first-of-its-kind partnership, I'm proud to announce that MCC is partnering with Imagine Monroe to launch a new program called Ladders Up. That's ladders with a Z. This exciting program will recruit, train, and place workers into the most in-demand careers in our region. Ladders Up works on the concept that education and training enable us to move up the economic ladder and provide tailor-made training to achieve that goal. Ladders Up will include high-demand programs such as mechatronics, precision tooling, healthcare, photonics, IT, medical assistance, as well as early entry for high school students looking to learn specific skills, leading to gainful employment with businesses ready to hire them. While recognizing that sometimes the ability to obtain childcare may impact participation in job training programs, we are prepared to offer childcare to enrollees. You may ask, how is this going to be paid for? Well, Imagine Monroe is reallocating a portion of its revenue to where it can do the most good. A trained and skilled workforce is a tremendous asset to our community. By providing workers in Monroe County with the skills and knowledge required for today's advanced economy, more companies will choose to invest here and bring their businesses right to our county, creating more jobs and injecting more money into our local economy. Welcome to Ladders Up. Clearwater Organic Farms came to us in early 2016, looking to locate in Monroe County. What an exciting opportunity Clearwater Organics presented to our local economy and our local jobs. Clearwater utilizes state-of-the-art hydroponic technology to produce fresh, locally grown, organic, leafy greens year-round for markets across New York State and the East Coast, with plans to construct a 650,000-square-foot growing facility on 8 acres of land in Monroe County. Clearwater will be the largest hydroponic commercial greenhouse in the United States and will be capable of producing more than 2.7 million pounds of fresh produce annually. Clearwater's facility will be constructed at Eastman Business Park in Rochester and will involve a total private investment of $42.6 million, along with the creation of over 100 skilled, good-paying jobs for our local residents. Well, it's definitely something to celebrate. One significant challenge Clearwater faces as their operation gets up and running is identifying and hiring employees certified to work in the organic farming industry. To help Clearwater address this challenge, I asked Imagine Monroe and MCC to create the certification program necessary to meet the needs of this new agricultural industry. With ingenuity and a creative solution, we were able to work with Clearwater to help ensure that they located in Monroe County. We are providing county residents with the training to start on an exciting career path right here at home. With programs like this, our region will become a hub for advanced business and advanced training, creating an environment where businesses know that when they're looking for a place to locate, Monroe County's workforce has the skills required to get the job done. I want to thank Jim Campbell of Clearwater for choosing Monroe County. Jim, please stand so that we can recognize you for the great work that you're bringing here to Monroe County. There's no doubt that our veterans are among this community's greatest assets. Veterans come home from their tours of duty, fully equipped with the skills needed to lead our local businesses to success. In far too many communities, veterans are underserved, but not in Monroe County. I'm proud to announce a new initiative focused on connecting local veterans with local companies. Every business working with Imagine Monroe will be linked to our Veterans Service Agency, providing a direct connection between our veterans and employers who are looking to hire. I'm happy to say that we already have a success story. Clearwater Organics enthusiastically said yes at the chance to hire our local veterans and will be employing our hometown heroes. Thank you again. Thank you again to Clearwater, and my thanks also goes to Laura Stradley, our Director of Veterans Service Agency, for this work on the program and also for the work with our veterans every day. Laura, would you please stand so we may recognize you? I mentioned the numbers earlier, but this has been a great year for economic growth in Monroe County. American Packaging Corporation, headquartered right here in Monroe County, is planning to build a state-of-the-art manufacturing facility on 40 acres of land in the town of Chilly. American Packaging specializes in food, beverage, medical, personal care, and agricultural packaging. Many of the products that you purchase at local stores are wrapped in American Packaging materials. With the help of Imagine Monroe, this new facility is creating 70 jobs in addition to the 170 jobs that already exist here. Our Monroe County Economic Development Team, especially Lydia Burr, were heavily involved with American Packaging and their site selection from day one, and worked closely with its leadership to make sure that these jobs would stay here instead of moving out of state. Monroe County is here to work with businesses, and Lydia is here to work with you. Lydia, will you please stand so that we can acknowledge you? Each year, the Monroe County Finger Lakes Procurement Technical Assistance Center, or PTAC, helps support Monroe County's efforts to create and retain jobs by helping local businesses do business with federal, state, and local governments. Earlier this month, Monroe County celebrated Small Business Week. Several local companies were recognized as each achieved $1 million worth of business with the federal government since September of 2016. Each of these businesses are PTAC success stories. Exact Data, led by John Dawson, creates simulated test data for applications and technology, allowing products to be tested in the real-world environment without the risk of security or data breaches. Robert F. Hyland & Sons is a veteran-owned general contractor. Established in 2009 by Air Force veteran Donald Padilla, this company often hires and works with veterans and is currently working on a $3 million federal construction project. Let's thank them. I know you've heard me say it before, but it's worth repeating. Monroe County is open for business. Well, remember that last promise I mentioned? Tonight, I'm proud to announce the establishment of my Job Creation Leadership Forum, which connects job creators with our community's leaders. I've visited countless businesses, and there's nothing like meeting face-to-face with employers and their employees. Through these meetings, I have seen firsthand how the county can collaborate with business owners to help them grow and create jobs. That's why the county will host monthly meetings with local businesses and leaders and elected officials in different towns and villages on a rotating basis. We understand that when our business and government leaders come together, they can best address the needs of our community, filling gaps and creating more jobs. It's imperative for our town, village, and county officials to understand what it takes for businesses to not only stay here, but to thrive. We must learn about our employers, about the challenges that they face, challenges to grow, in order to understand what county and local governments can do to assist. It's about helping businesses expand and address needs such as infrastructure, access to sewer or water or public transportation. Ideally, these forums will facilitate a rapid and informed response to the local needs of our local businesses. The first Job Creation Leadership Forum will take place in Penfield next month. We look forward to kicking off this initiative and seeing it produce real results for the families of Monroe County. That was my promise, and I'm keeping it. As part of our commitment to growing our economy and creating jobs, Monroe County continues to make investments in infrastructure. Without the ability to transport goods, our economy cannot meet its full potential. I'm pleased that our capital budget passed with bipartisan support, and I again thank my colleagues and the Monroe County Legislature. With help from our state and federal partners, in 2017 alone, we are investing $27 million in road and bridge rehabilitation projects. Through 2023, that investment rises to $175 million, including a $24 million project to upgrade our highways lighting to install long-lasting LED technology. I want to thank Transportation Director Terry Rice and his team for bringing this project to fruition and overseeing it every step of the way. Terry, would you please rise so we can recognize you? Each and every day, I have the privilege of working with some of the finest men and women in our community who consistently go above and beyond in their performance of their duties. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about two such individuals. As one of the few remaining county-owned skilled nursing facilities in the state, Monroe Community Hospital provides the highest quality of care for our residents. Under the leadership of Jean Larrabee and Deputy Director Colleen Rose, we have added new AccuVein technology, which improves the accuracy of locating veins and importantly improves patient outcomes. MCH is the only facility of its kind with this equipment in our area. Recently, Colleen Rose received the Thomas Clark Award, which is given to an outstanding professional leader under the age of 40 by the largest organization of skilled nursing professionals in the state of New York. That's what we do here in Monroe County. We help people. But this is evident not only in the outstanding work county employees do on a daily basis, but what they do after hours when they've left their jobs but never leave behind their sense of duty. On February 26, Deputy Katie Levy was at a local restaurant when a nearby customer began choking and could not breathe. She jumped into action and performed the Heimlich maneuver, dislodging the food and allowing the woman to breathe again. Would Colleen Rose and Deputy Levy please stand so we can recognize you and thank you. As county executive, I want to seize every opportunity to continue to build a community where every family has a brighter future. When residents have quality jobs and the opportunity to advance their career, they care even more about their community. Residents invested in not only seeking economic opportunity, but in keeping their neighborhoods safe. We must ensure that every family, every child, every individual believes that greater opportunity exists. In every town, village, and neighborhood, the opioid epidemic threatens the promise we pass on and the hope that we pass on to our children. We hear about heroin and fentanyl overdoses far too frequently. These are our sons, our daughters, our siblings, our parents, our friends, and our neighbors. Sheriff Patrick O'Flynn has been a leader in our efforts to keep these dangerous substances off our streets and to bring drug dealers to justice. Our local efforts also involve identifying deadly drugs in Monroe County's crime lab, so that District Attorney Sandra Dorley can prosecute the drug dealers. The grim reality is overdoses are more frequent and more lethal. But science has progressed to the point where, with quick action, lives can still be saved. Here in Monroe County, we are fortunate to have Dr. Michael Mendoza as our Commissioner of Public Health. As part of our opioid task force, Dr. Mendoza will be working with his colleagues in the medical community to improve the appropriate prescribing of opiates, particularly in the treatment of chronic pain. Recently, Dr. Mendoza was certified on the administration of Narcan, and he will begin conducting classes open to the public on opiate prevention and intervention. Please join me in welcoming and thanking Dr. Mendoza for his proactive approach to public health. Doctor, please stand so we may recognize you. Monroe County is becoming all too familiar to responding to weather emergencies. When we faced the March windstorm, our emergency response professionals answered the call to help those in need. As the winds increased, I activated the Emergency Operations Center, working with responders and local officials around the clock to coordinate resources and help our residents in need. We opened shelters, we deployed stockpiles of blankets and cots, all to ensure that no one had to stay home in the cold and to help our residents remain safe. Well, no sooner had the winds died down than we were hit by the largest snowstorm of the season. And once again, our emergency response team, led by Public Safety Director Bob Burns and County Emergency Manager Tim Kohlmeyer, They worked around the clock to keep our families safe. Bob Burns is a dedicated public servant who formerly led our probation department and is the recipient of multiple awards and recognitions. Tim Kohlmeyer joined our team in December. Tim is a longtime West Webster firefighter and responded to the horrific Christmas tragedy of 2012. Tim comes from a long line of West Webster firefighters, so you know the type of man that Tim is, and I am grateful to have him on my team. Please join me in thanking Bob, Tim, and all of the first responders for their service. Bob and Tim, would you please stand so we may recognize you. As if our community hasn't had enough, record high water levels are flooding and eroding our shoreline, threatening our infrastructure, impacting our residents, and potentially damaging our tourism and recreation economy. Just last month, I stood along Irondequoit Bay at Myers Marina with Sheriff Patrick O'Flynn and my government partners to address the dangers of rising waters and call on the International Joint Commission to reduce the lake levels and provide resources to businesses and residents. I saw the concern on the face of Allison Meyer, who owns Myers Marina. Her family has operated on Irondequoit Bay since 1960, and I saw firsthand the risks to the future of their business and to all the businesses and residents along Lake Ontario. Monroe County's shoreline is being ravaged, and this is not an isolated event. That's why I called on our federal government to demand that the International Joint Commission abide by its own rules and provide relief from this flooding by reducing and properly managing the lake levels. Tonight, I repeat that call. I specifically requested that the federal government provide restitution for property damage and economic loss along Lake Ontario to provide resources so this won't happen again. Our businesses are being impacted, our public infrastructure is in danger, and the residents and property owners are suffering. As county executive, I am so inspired when I witness the best of our community during these challenging times, like neighbors helping neighbors weather the storm. The state of Monroe County is strong, resilient, and ready for any challenge. We're doing great things in Monroe County to grow our economy, create jobs, and improve the lives of our 745,000 residents. We've accomplished a great deal, but we're just getting started, and I won't rest until every family, every child, every individual, and every business knows that greater opportunity exists, and they have the opportunity to seize it. I have faith that we can do it. I believe in the people of our county. I believe in the businesses of our county. I believe that our county is headed in the right direction. I believe that together, as one community, a community of neighbors helping neighbors, we will get there. We will continue to grow our economy, create jobs, and improve lives. That remains my promise today and every day. And working together as one community, we will succeed because I truly believe that our best days are ahead of us. Thank you so much for being here this evening. God bless each of you, and God bless the County of Monroe.
You've been listening to a podcast of Monroe County Executive Cheryl DeNulfo's State of the County Address, heard on WXXI on May 10th and brought to you with the help of Spectrum News.